But I come from a different sort of elitism that I have to fight all the time and be on guard against. And that is, I come from the, by God, I don't need no learn about nothing because, you know.
Because it's Wisconsin.
Highfalutin universities. And I'm always tempted to, you know, to make fun of anything. I think I wrote one time, I'm always tempted to make fun of anything more complicated than a bag of feed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That gets ugly pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I find myself doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Doing it in like self-deprecation where you're kind of like, oh, well, it's just dumb. It's nothing. Well, no. There are two ways to be elitist, at the high end and the low end. And I'm not saying which end is which.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now we're back to that tempering and tincturing everything you do with the awareness that other people really are struggling and that there's all levels of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, but I went to the joint, this smoke-filled alcoholic, because that's where the English professors hung out.
Yeah, man.
And you know what they did? Instead of laughing at the goofball from a small town fresh out of nursing school who wanted to be a poet,
mm-hmm.
they said, oh yeah, people are poets. Here, read this guy.
Wide open.
You know, most of the difficulties we complain of are difficulties only because we do complain.
Formed, and whether it's, you know, people that come back every year or people that join us new, there seems to be a lot of spontaneity and just open-heartedness that comes, you know, with the spirit of the festival. And I think providing more of a frame for that this year is going to be really.
Cheering and clapping and screaming. She turned back to us with tears in her eyes of surprise and humility.
Thank you.
insane.
It was amazing. If you don't know what Stetson looks like, and if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, just think of the Hound and imagine him playing a saxophone.
A massive saxophone.
A massive saxophone for a massive man. And it was
plays
the most,
like a bass saxophone.
Yeah, it's a huge fucking thing. And it was the most metal thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was incredible.
Yeah. And it worked so well.
I'm not a big fan of metal, but I really enjoyed this.
Yeah. It was great. This, the phone,
because it's very like it's very melodic.
Yeah.
It was all instrumental.
Do
it was beautiful.
Why don't you do like a typical like metal guitar riff? If you could.
I don't really know.
All right, fine. Well, the saxophone kind of went like this with the metal. Imagine metal guitar, and then you hear the saxophone basically do.
Everyone will know my name. Blowing up, blowing up. Shadow on the mountaintop.
even going to get into Genius or Steve Jobs or whatever, but the thing is that it came from idea and creativity, and it's not just about, well, that sells, let's get more of that, you know, let's put only sugar drinks in gas stations. That is not sharing. That is not like a global dream. That is just another fucking line on the NASDAQ or whatever. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Turn the eye inward, and that's what I think both of us try and what we do. We're not never claiming to change the world, but you're trying to put some form of honesty. That's why I'm working on this book. That's maybe not the best move, but I just think I need to be on the record about what I was trying to do. Or I don't know.
I probably got to go play hoops.
Well, that's fine, because we just got to the, I just used the phrase that my wife and I talk about this all the time. You talk about the really difficult problems of the world with each other, and you try to find some way through, and then you're going, I don't know.
All right, space bar hoops. Apple S.
I love music. I've always loved to sing. Music's my life. I've been playing in bands live for about 10 years, but been trapped in this pay-to-play vicious cycle. It's demoralizing. We're playing in downtown clubs for next to no money. And the audience, well, let's just say they're not always on our side. So in one of my dark days, I asked myself, who cares, you know? Who cares about music? Who cares about singers? Who cares about music? And the answer came to me in an email that I never subscribed to, called Eau Claire's Music Festival. Looked kind of cool, so I gave it a shot. Filling out the form online took minutes and was so easy and fun to do. Before I knew it, I was headlining the whole festival. And that was way back in 91. Now look at me. I'm successful, I have my own apartment, and I can't go anywhere without people stopping me in the street and saying, oh my God, is it really you? And I simply turn to them, I smile, and I say, yes, it's me. And look, it's you too. So the question, who cares? The answer is Eau Claire's.
ta 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 ta